Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I'm Shirley, your clinical hypnotherapist in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way, way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, BDSM, and kink communities also, and I wouldn't have this any other way. So one of the things that I wanted to do in the beginning of the show today is let you know that last week we seemed to have Ryan. Because of that, I am going to bring him back so we can have another discussion and maybe figure out where our little technical difficulty was, because it was such a fun interview that I want you all to get to, you know, hear him and see what he has going without, you know, the little echo thing we had going. So, yeah, I wanted to get that taken care of first thing. So, you know how we're going to start this show, because this is how I start every show. So make sure you're in a nice, wonderful, safe place. Come on. You know how to do it. And I want you, remember, safe place. Take a deep breath. Hold it and exhale a smile. And now we're going to finish the beginning. So here we go. Once again, nice safe place. So I want you to wiggle your toes in your shoes, out of your shoes. I don't care. Now wiggle that butt. Yep, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Come on. I have never seen somebody be able to wiggle their butt without actually smiling. So that's a wonderful thing. And then I want you to take a nice deep breath again. And as you exhale, I want you to say an affirmation, either really loud or in your head or wherever you need to do this, and just go, I've got this. It's going to be okay. This is no big deal. Just some sort of little short affirmation saying that is encouraging. You know, that's what we need at these times. And so now, if you think about it, you have now loosened up your ankles, your middle, and your shoulders. And if I'm in a really super safe place and nobody can see me, or people can see me if I'm in my car, but, you know, not if I'm in the middle of something, I will actually roll them shoulders and then roll them back the other direction. Fabulous. This is one of those things that we need to do because, you know, we're trying to chill and relax. So, to keep the show going, I have a Patreon page, which, you know, has some great perks. Also want to thank the Bambit app that has some great deals going there for me. And I'd like to thank Tamiza's Treats, who is a wonderful supporter of our show. Today, however, we're going to talk about doom scrolling. What is doom scrolling, you ask? Well, if you've never heard of doom scrolling, this has become a little more prevalent in the last few years, but definitely in the last few months. As some of us are still in quarantine and other people are in different parts of quarantine, we're now spending more and more time online. And, you know, whether you're working on a laptop, a tablet, you always have your phone with me. Most people always do. You know, we always have these and we're always scrolling. But, you know, here's the difference. How many hours do you spend trying to find new information on COVID or demonstrations, politics? you just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And think about what that's doing to your mental health all day long. All you're seeing and hearing is the bad. Who wants to hear the bad all day? We have enough bad out there. So I'm going to show you, you know, we do these, you know, scrolling, and we call it doom scrolling because you're looking for those bad things. You may not even realize that you're looking for those bad things. You know, just keep scrolling and refreshing that feed. This is what we like to call, what new horrors do we have today? And we don't want that. You know, most websites actually have what are called push notifications that will let you know every time a new, you know, story has been done or a new article. And how many of you actually listen for that? It may be, you know, a ding, you know, some sort of, or it may be a vibration, but, you know, how much time do you spend listening to it? Or you decide, okay, I'm going to be really good today. I'm going to put my phone upside down. But every time, you know, you kind of see it off to the side and you're like, okay, I'll just flip it over. You're doing it to yourself, which is not, you know, a great thing for you. You know, these behaviors are leading to more stress and more stress and a decrease in mental health. How can you not be depressed if you're listening to bad stuff all day? It is absolutely impossible. And how can you deal with the normal stresses of your day, you know, while you're waiting for that notice? So we need to come up with ways to turn off the doom scrolling and the bad news constantly, if that's all you're listening to. You know, here are some nice little ideas, nothing huge, I promise, you know, that let you know that you can do this. You can do it. We can always do it. But I'm not going to tell you to just erase everything. Not going to do it. Because like some of you, I am a news junkie. I admit it. So how can I tell you to do these sort of things if I'm not willing to do it? Well, these are some things that I've done to help you slightly turn that corner. You know, just the easy little stuff that makes it so you're, you know, not consumed. That's the word I'm looking for. Not consumed. But when you look at your phone or your tablet, laptop, whatever, and you notice how many tabs you have open, how many of those are news? Think about that when you look at it. Or just in case, I have to have that up. We like to say we're multitasking. As a people, we are horrible at multitasking because you're not getting any more done. You're actually getting less done when you're multitasking. How can you get 6 things done at the same time? I am a prime example of this. You know, I'll look up and all of a sudden I've got 10 things going up and I'm like, how did that happen? So, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I don't need this, don't need this. Oh God, I don't need this. And you know, you turn those little things off. Clear the tabs that you're not using or that you know cause you a distraction. Try to find a site that actually delivers good news. Do you know that they are actually out there? They are actually out there. Happy news. Happy news. And I agree that, you know, we're allowed to be informed. Everybody, you need to be informed as to what's going on. That is not what I'm talking about. Not talking about the people that, you know, check in once or twice a day just to go, oh, okay, you know, the earth hasn't completely fallen apart. Now I can go back with my, with what I'm doing. So, but let's get rid of some of that digital clutter. So let's say that you have your phone and your tablet or laptop, and you have these news sites downloaded on everything. And by news sites, I don't just mean the traditional sites. I also mean Facebook, Twitter, if you're a Reddit person, if you're, I mean, wherever you get that news, I don't care where you get your news, but maybe, and this is the hard one, only put those sites on one, just one of those things. Maybe you have just the news on your phone. And that way, especially if you're working from home, think about this. Think about how much time you lose. You're working from home. You have a project that you absolutely have to get done. And then you fall down the rabbit hole. We have all fallen down the rabbit hole. And you click on one. And next thing you know, 2 hours later, you don't remember where you started, what you were looking at. And now that project that you're supposed to get done is now 2 hours behind, and you will never get that time back. So whatever the main thing that you work on, whether it's, like I said, laptop, tab, computer, whatever, take all of those news sites off of it. Just, it's okay. Just take a deep breath and unload them. Just, you can do it. And only leave them maybe on your phone. And that's fine, because that way you're not constantly staring at it. You also have to make sure, though, that your phone is nowhere near your desk, unless you're using it for business, which I actually do. But, you know, make sure that it's not there to distract you, because it can very well be right there. And so if you have these tabs that are on, you know, on your computer, on your phone, on here, that's what you're going to click on to first. And you're like, I'm only going to take 5 minutes before I get stuff going. And then just, you know where we're going. So, you know, as you're getting rid of all this clutter, you know, limit your time on there. Or, as crazy as it is, whatever piece of electronics you're not working on, turn it off. I know, I said it. Turn it off. Log out. Turn it off for a while. I have this great thing on my phone now where I can set it and go, okay, between this time and this time, I'm not available. So I don't get phone calls on there. I don't get anything on there. And I can get what I specifically need to get done, done. Because, like I said, I am also a news junkie. And I have also fallen down the rabbit hole. And it's a nightmare. Because, you know, you never get things done. And then all you're doing is, You're finding this bad thing and this bad thing. And, you know, turn off the Target ads. And I don't mean the store. I mean ads that are targeted towards what you normally look at, listen at, things like that. Mute the people or groups that all they do is rant. We all have those friends, or we belong to those groups that all they do is cause stress. They're screaming and they're ranting, and it doesn't matter what political side you're on, if you're on any, because both sides do this. And it, you know, certain groups that we belong to, you may belong to, you know, they're trying to get you riled up. Well, if you're getting riled up while you're at work, how well are you working? Think about that. You know, so, you know, mute those groups. On Facebook, I know that there's a little thing where it says mute this person for 30 days or this group. I've done that. I've had to. And some of these are groups that I really like. Some of these are people that, you know, I love to death, but man, I can't handle, you know, the constant. I don't want to be that person. You know, and you know who these people are. You can tell, because instead of trying to be more relaxed and finding ways to chill, because we are home so much more, when you do go out, you can tell these people because they're angry. And you don't know what they're angry at, but they are angry at everything and everyone. And although some people are just naturally like that, a lot of these people are scrollers. These are doom scrollers. These are people that actually look for the negative. Or you look for sites that you know are going to make you angry. I don't know why people would do this. But it's like they need to argue with somebody. They need to let, you know, their anger out. And going online, there are specific sites that's all they're for, is venting. But let's say I write on there and I'm venting. Well, however many people on that group are doing the same thing. So you have pages and pages and pages of people getting mad. And so you're following along and you're getting madder with them. And it may not have even been your issue, but you're agreeing with them. So, you know, this is about your mental health. I am all about the mental health. So it's easy. It's so easy to just block that person for 30 days. I'm not telling you to, you know, unfriend them. Just 30 days and see how much things change. You know, only have your news on one device. See how much that changes. And if you do have to have, you know, more than one or two tabs up, just so that we feel like we're busy, make sure that one of those, or that makes you smile, you know, have a tab that only has pictures of puppies and rainbows and flowers, something, waterfalls, you know, find a group that inspires your creativity. There are groups out there that are for creative people. They're not all angry and nasty. You know, decide to learn a new hobby. You know, go, okay, I spent this much time just listening to bad, nasty news. And if I take that time and take it out of the news, but put it into a hobby, then think of how much extra time you have to learn that. You know, is there something you've always wanted to learn? Now, I don't recommend doing this if you are actually working from home, you know, until you're done with working. Working from home, you know, has brought struggles of its own, because some people aren't good at working by themselves. So if you're gonna do something like this, where, you know, I say learn a hobby, you know, do something like that, then what's important is that you do that. But do it, you know, in your downtime, work in your work time, play in your play time, which also has to do with when you're working, like I said, turn off the phone, turn off the extra electronics, block some people. You know, working from home is kind of where it's at right now. That's, you know, I mean, I'm doing it too. That's how we do things these days. So it is so easy to go down the rabbit hole. I have gone down the rabbit hole numerous times. And I am not proud to say that sometimes I have gone down the rabbit hole on news. And I see something that maybe irritates me, or it's something that I feel strongly about, and I will click onto that story. And then the next thing you know, I'm clicking. And I've lost hours of time I didn't really have. Instead of doing what I need to do and then going down the rabbit hole. You know, if you have plenty of time on your hands and you're not actually working from home, maybe you're looking for work, maybe you're on furlough, then that's a good time to find this new hobby. Write a book. Everybody keeps saying, I have the book inside of me. Well, get the book out. I'm a crafter in my spare time. And so I know exactly what it's like to go down that rabbit hole. Man, I will see something, then I'll go, oh my God, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And click. And like I said, 3 hours later, I've got nothing done, but I have tagged so many things that I want to do. But that's me. Other people, you know, love to read. I love that. Some people love to write some fan fiction and, you know, drawing, coloring. I belong to a couple of groups, and I just recently bought some coloring books, adult coloring books. There are adult and there are kids. Please do not get them mixed up. But I, you know, purchased some coloring books that they could download to de-stress. I mean, who doesn't love coloring? You don't even have to stay in the lines anymore. You're a grown-up. You know, if you want to make a purple turtle or a green rhinoceros, you're allowed to do that. But just, it's to get your mind off of what's going on. That's the whole idea. Is we have talked about mindfulness on this show. And doing, I've taught you ways to, you know, relax and unwind. But those things don't work. And if you're not doing this, you know, the amount of people that I have seen tell me that they spend hours and hours on Twitter. And when I ask if they follow anybody that makes them laugh, do you follow a comedian? Do you follow, you know, somebody that does really funny videos? Do you follow something that makes your heart dance? And they say, no, I only listen to news people because I am serious. You can be a serious person and still make yourself laugh. Everybody should learn to laugh or giggle every single day. I don't care what it is that makes you laugh or giggle. You know, we're back to the pictures of puppies and rainbows and things like that. It's so important. It's so important. When I see people online, when I talk to clients, when I talk to friends, it's all about how much time do you spend doing that? You know, I know that we need to get stuff done. I know that we need to be aware of what's going on in the world. Things are kind of scary depending on what state you're in. They're kind of scary in all states, but it's a little more in other states. So, you know, I want you to think about this doom scrolling. You know, you may not even have known that it had a name for what you're doing. And this is so prevalent right now that it's actually in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. The dictionary has a definition for this behavior. So this is not new. This is not a new thing. It's been going on since, oh, for years. You know, it's kind of a little bit more since Twitter, because you can get instant news. But, you know, you don't have to fall into it. You don't. You know, you can even have multiple profiles. So let's say you have one profile that's all the news people, your pundits, your wherever you get your news from. That's over there. But you have another profile that's all fun, happy, giggly, that sort of stuff. Rainbows and puppy dogs. And so you could make the decision. If you absolutely have to have this on here, then only log in to the happy one. Don't even log into the other one. That way you've got your Twitter if you need it, and you have, you know, you're happy. You know, the little videos, the, you know, cute kids, the puppies, the, you know, there are videos out there that are nothing but specific types of animals. There's little barn animals, you know, and they're all on Twitter. If there's maybe a celebrity that you really like, that would be on the, you know, the profile that is your happy profile. Unless they've gone political, which some have, and then they go on the other one. But having multiple logins, I have a couple different Facebook logins due to personal business, things like that. But you can also make another profile that's, you know, just like the other one. You have your happy on one, you have your crazy on the other. You know, and when I say crazy, I mean the things that make you crazy. And you know what they are. I don't. I'm not going to tell you that you can't listen to this news or that person. This isn't about what I do. This isn't about me. This is about getting you back to center, to not having you listen all day and get grumpier and madder. How can you work if you're mad? I don't care what your job is. Think about it. We've all gone into work mad. It usually has nothing to do with that work sometimes, but it usually has nothing to do with that work. But you woke up mad thinking about something. You don't even know what it is that you got mad at, but it has affected your whole entire day. So you get up in the morning and you start listening to this, you know, what new hells do we have today? And the horrors of the new day. And while you're getting ready, you're listening to them. And then you get in your car and you're listening to them. And by the time you get to work, if you're still going into an office or a building, wherever you're working, you're riled up. You're angry and you want to keep going. It's so important to you to keep this conversation going. That is not a good work day under any circumstances. It's the same as if you wake up and you're still mad at your spouse for something. That has nothing to do with work. That is home, but that is also something that we keep with us. And if we've already started off upset and we're scrolling through everything else and listening to everything else that makes us upset, do you get my point? Mad leads to mad, leads to upset, leads to bad mental health, leads to depression, that leads to this. Not good. You know, wake up in the morning, listen to music. Whatever music. Like I said, I listen to totally different music than my spouse does. We know that. That's fine. Put on headphones. You know, the other fun thing, speaking of headphones and stuff like that, we are allowed to leave our houses. You're allowed to go outside. They call it social distancing, but I like more of a personal distancing. You know, you go out and be cautious. You know what we've been told. You know what your state or city requires, but you're still allowed to go outside. There's fresh air outside. There are the trees, the leaves, the neighbors. You know, go out, get some air. This is important. But like every time, you know, that you used to go out, we all have our phones with us. We just do. And, you know, where maybe you used to continue to listen to this news all the time, listen to music. Think about it. Music makes you happy. Music makes everybody happy, no matter what type of music it is. Songs bring back emotion. They bring back memories. And if you think about it, you're wearing a mask. You can dance. Nobody's going to know it's you. You can put on a mask and a hat and dance around like a toddler with a new toy. Nobody's going to know it's you. Skip, dance, ask somebody else to dance at a distance, especially if you're in line to get into a store. If, you know, you're not really into the music thing, how about audiobooks? Not only are you getting, you know, depending on the type of audiobook, you could be learning a language. You could just be hearing a great in-depth story. And your mind is growing, and it's like the music, it's no longer concentrating on the bad. You know, it gets you out of that angry headspace, those places that you don't want to go, that you don't want to, it's like, you're simmering in a little pot or a little cauldron, and it's just boiling up around you. And, you know, the phrase, you know, if you put anything, I heard frog once, but if you put it in a thing of water and you slowly heat it up, it doesn't have that the same effect as if you just dump it in really super hot water. So what we're doing is we're that person in that cauldron, and instead of it just hitting you hard, what it's doing is you're slowly boiling in it. And you can't do that. You just, yeah. This is your crazy hypno fairy godmother telling you, don't do that. You know, music, like I said, music, audiobooks, something fun. Here's an idea. If you're stuck and you need to take a little break, call somebody. Get online with a group that maybe you haven't heard from in a long time. How many relatives or friends? We're in a time where the introverts are getting more introverted and the extroverts are kind of losing their minds right now. So if you haven't heard from somebody, check in on them. This is so important for you. It's important for them. You know, it doesn't have to be an all-day thing. You know, let's say you need to de-stress and you haven't talked to a friend or a cousin, aunt, uncle, parent. Just check in on them. You don't even have to, it doesn't have to have a reason. You can talk to somebody about nothing. We talk to people all the time about absolutely nothing. So it doesn't have to be calling for a reason. It's just calling to say hi. Isn't that a great idea? Instead of listening to somebody screaming over here, what you're doing is you're helping somebody, especially if that person is a first responder. You know, these guys, these people, these wonderful, wonderful people are every day they're seeing, generally you're seeing people on their worst day ever. So after a long day, if you know this person is usually stressed beyond belief, call them. Just call. Call them and go, how are you doing today? I just want to see if there's anything you need. That's it. Is there anything you need? Do you just need to have somebody listen? Let them vent. If you're going to listen to somebody vent, let it be for a good reason. Let it be that friend that just needs to, maybe all they need to do is scream and cry. Sometimes we just need to scream outside. Get it all off your chest. You know, first responders are dealing with, you know, that depression and that anxiety and bereavement, and, you know, put your energy towards that. Put your energy towards them. You know, if you're really super bored, make a couple batches of cookies and drop them off at an emergency room for the people, you know, that are working there. Yeah, maybe drop them off at a fire station or a police station. Just to let them know that they're appreciated. You got out of your mental space. You're doing something creative. You're doing something that you like to do. And you're making other people smile. Is there anything better than making other people smile? I'm going to have to say no. Because that is wonderful. You know, I work with people online, you know, all the time. And what they're telling me is you know, they don't know how it happens, how they start out in one mood and they end in another mood, or how the longer they sit in one spot, it just, that starts to build, and it builds and it builds and it builds. And we're back to mindfulness again. Isn't that interesting how that happened? How we started with, you know, mindfulness, we kind of end with mindfulness. But if you're gonna go down that rabbit hole, make sure that it's a fun one. You know, I don't want you scrolling and scrolling for the bad. Like I said, most of you don't even know you do it. And once you start thinking about it, look at all the tabs that you have open on your phone. Look at everything that you have open on your computer or on your tab. How many of those make you smile? How many of those make you crazy? Or you don't remember why that's up. So just in case it's important, click onto that tab, star it, because that way it'll be in your bookmarks. Close it down. You know, if you realize or remember why you needed it, then you have it. But don't have that name up there, like, staring at you. Click me, click me, click me, click me. It's annoying. You know, it's just annoying. So get those out of your life. Get them out. You know, I encourage everybody to take breaks. If you've heard anything on this show, you realize that I encourage you to take a break. Whether you're working from home, whether you're working from an office, the busier you are, the more little breaks that you need to take, which is fine. You know, if you've got 5 minutes, listen to a little bit of the book. Listen to a little bit of music. Do one of the smell things. Wiggle your butt. Do what, you know, just get yourself out of that, but don't pick up your phone first. It's like you get a break and the first thing you do is grab your phone and just start scrolling. Don't. Pick up something else. You know, pick up a candle that you can smell. Pick up something, you know. Go, if you're at home and you have an animal, go play with your animal for 5 minutes. That'll make you smile. It's stopping you from getting into the same pattern. The same pattern and the same habit. And that's what doom scrolling is. It's continuing to do the same habit every single day and every time. So what I want you to do this week is I want you to, you know, look at all your tabs. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to admit it. I have not done all of these. I have done some. And I will never tell you to do something that I am not willing to do. So, you know, look at what you have up in every electronic and know when it's time to just close it down. I have been guilty of, you know, staying up late and scrolling through stuff, and, you know, that doesn't help because now I'm getting less sleep and just making myself crazy. So know when it's time to shut things down. Know when it's time to just let it go. Just let it go. So I hope that, you know, you're willing to do this and try this with me. We are going to stop doom scrolling as a rule. Remember that if you do need some extra help, you know, I see clients online, so please make an appointment. But if you need something immediately, there are so many places, unfortunately, online, but that you can call that are free and they will listen to you and they will help you. And, you know, if I'm not available or somebody else isn't available or a friend, please call these numbers. You know, if you're alone or you feel like you're just alone, do something. Talk to somebody. I don't even care who, you know, talk to a person that can help you out of it. You know, I would love to talk to you, you know, but if that doesn't happen, there are so many places online that you can get the mental help that you need. So every day when you get up, take note of your mental health. Take note of where your mental state is and realize if you need to hustle and get that out quick. You know, don't start your day in a funk. Don't start your day in a bad mood. Go dance around your house. So know that you can contact me with any questions, comments, ideas. You know, I love that. Remember to tune in next week. All of my the podcasts, my midweek mindfulnesses, all of those are on my Facebook page under Hypno Fairy Godmother. So you can always find me there. And remember to tell all your friends about this. And I will see you next week. So remember to take that deep breath. Hold it in. And release with a smile. And as your Hypno Fairy Godmother, I will see you next week. Have a wonderful week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.